Welcome to another episode of the Goalkeeper Secrets podcast with your host, Matt Rayla, where each and every episode I break down a goalkeeper secret that'll help you maximize your potential. So if you're ready to take your game to the next level, you're right where you should be. All right, thank you again for tuning in to the Goalkeeper Secrets podcast. I appreciate the listen. If you haven't already, go back and listen to some previous episodes. Hopefully there's a topic on there that resonates with you and will help you improve your game. That's what this podcast is all about. So let's get right into it. For this episode, I'm going to talk about your energy and how your energy is perceived, mainly by your teammates. Because I think this is a really important topic, especially for young goalkeepers as you get older and you're playing with better teams, you're playing at a higher level. It's really important on how you lead your team and how you come across to them. Because your teammates are going to look to you for that positive energy and that uplifting energy to help them, you know, through the game and help them through struggle and help them through a season or through a tournament. And I think with this, you know, a lot of players, a lot of athletes don't realize how much our energy affects those around us. We don't think about that. We're focused on ourselves. We're focused on how we feel. And let's say, you know, you're in a season and you guys aren't doing as well as you thought, and you've lost a few games that you should have won. You made some mistakes, and now your energy is down. Now you're a little bit pessimistic. You're getting frustrated really easily. You're kicking the ground. You're punching the post. You're kicking the ball away after mistakes. You're getting frustrated with your teammates. You're yelling at them. Maybe you start getting angry. That affects your teammates. Then they start feeding off of that energy. And now they're joining you in that energy of being frustrated and upset. And then it's kind of a snowball effect from there. Or it could be inward. Maybe you hang your head down low. You don't say anything to anyone. You're quiet. You're kind of reserved. You're shutting down because of how frustrated you are. And you don't want to be a burden or anything like that. So you go inward and your energy is just low. Your shoulders are low. Your head's looking down. That also affects your teammates. Even though you're not saying anything to them, but they can read your body language and they feed off of it. And they're like, oh man, our keeper is down. He doesn't even want to be here. He's not trying. That affects your team. And it's hard to understand that, but it really does. And hopefully you can recognize that, because it happens to all of us. We've all keepers have been there. We've been through those moments where we're frustrated and we don't know how to deal with it. And we're not thinking about how we're being perceived by our teammates. And so I want you to keep that in mind. Think about that. Yes, it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to feel like you're letting your teammates down. But you have to keep that confidence in yourself, and you have to keep that grit and assertiveness with you. You have to carry that with you onto the training field and especially onto the games, that you're confident in your teammates, you're confident in yourself, that you guys can win, you can bounce back no matter what the situation is, you know. And that's something that I had to learn. And I think as I got older, I realized that I needed to always bring positive energy, and I needed to be a leader in that way. Even if we were losing, even if we were down 3-0, 4-0, whatever the score is, and there's, you know, a very low chance of us coming back and winning, I try to keep it positive energy, you know, tell my teammates, hey, one goal at a time, let's get back, we can still do this, you know, encouraging them to keep going. I don't want my teammates to hang their head down low. I want them to stay uplifted. So I'm going to bring that energy to them, even if they don't feel it in the moment. So as a goalkeeper, you kind of have to take that responsibility of wanting to be there for your teammates and being that positive, uplifting energy for the team. You know, carry that with your shoulders. Hopefully you have some other teammates that bring the same energy, like your captain. You know, that's important. And if you have a moment of feeling unsure, not confident in yourself, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But catch yourself, you know, understand that's what you're feeling, and then tell yourself that I'm going to move forward. I'm going to press forward and get better and help my teammates win. I'm going to help my team win. That's why I'm here. Right? If you just stay in that place of frustration and feeling like you are, you know, you're down and out, you know, your teammates are going to feel the same way. They're going to go to that place too. And that's the last thing you want. So, you know, energy is a big thing. Energy is, it radiates from you and it can be pulled onto other people. So when you're with your teammates in the locker room or, you know, huddle before a game, they're looking to you to be the backbone of the team, right? Your teammates don't want to be unsure about their goalkeeper. If there's one player on the field that cannot be unsure about themselves, it's the goalkeeper. As long as the goalkeeper is positive, confident, and uplifting, that will give hope to the team. That will make your team feel like there's a chance, right? As long as the goalkeeper is there, he's strong, we can rely on him for that positive energy, your team is going to go a long way. Even if you're not having the best season, you can always bounce back, right? You can always bounce back, finish strong, and then get fit for the next season and come back stronger and better. But don't just sit and wallow in your frustration and kind of block yourself out from everyone. Now your teammates are like, oh man, he's quitting on us. He's, you know, checked himself out. They don't want that. You know, they want you to be there. They want you to be involved. And they want you to do well. Even if they get on you, even if teammates yell at you or they get frustrated with you because you made a mistake, whatever, it's, you know, they want you to win. They want you to do well because they want the team to win. So they get on you. And you just have to remember that. Try not to take it personal. Just take the criticism, filter out any of the unnecessary stuff that you don't need, and be like, okay, what type of energy am I giving off? How am I presenting myself to my teammates? And how can I change it for the better? What can I work on? All of these thoughts will help you develop as a goalkeeper. And this will especially affect you as you get older. So if you're preteen or teenager, you can kind of get away with this because, you know, your teammate, you guys are still kids. It's hard to control your emotions. Kind of just let it out and things take over. But as you get older into high school and college, you really have to be in control of yourself and you really have to understand how you come off to your teammates, right? If you're whining all the time, getting mad at players, blaming other people, that's not going to go well with your teammates and they're going to lose faith in you, right? You got to stay positive. You got to be uplifting and you got to be strong. Strong-minded is going to go a long way and it's going to help your teammates to come together and fight for each other instead of against each other. We've all been on those teams where teammates weren't on the same page. They weren't fighting for each other. They would, you know, get frustrated, get annoyed with another player, whine, complain, blame, all that kind of stuff is cancerous to a team. And it starts with the goalkeeper. If the goalkeeper can mitigate that and plant the seeds for being positive and bringing people together, your team's going to go a long way. And it starts with you. So that's what I wanted to leave you with. You know, think about your energy. Think about how you're coming across to your teammates. Is it bringing them together? Is it uplifting them? That's what you want to ask yourself. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. As always, patience plus persistence plus gratitude equals abundance. Peace.